Now from missing planes to a rogue ship. U.S. Navy SEALs seized an oil tanker in the Mediterranean overnight. The North Korean-flagged ship, the Morning Glory, was being used by rebels in Libya to try and illegally export oil out of the country. For me, the seizure raises all manner of questions about what happened and what happens now. So to help me out, here's Martin Davis, professor of maritime law at Tulane University. Martin Davis, first of all, what is the legal justification for this kind of seizure?
Well, in your introduction, you described it as a North Korean flagged ship. But as I understand it, North Korea has declared that the ship doesn't lawfully carry the North Korean flag and is not properly registered in North Korea. Now, if that's right, so that it's a vessel pretending to be a North Korean ship that North Korea has positively disowned, it's a vessel without nationality. And any ship's navy can board a vessel without nationality, because a vessel without nationality doesn't have the protection of any country and is therefore subject to the jurisdiction of any country.
Presumably, though, it had to have some nationality to be on the high seas, no?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's not entitled to the international law freedom of navigation on the high seas without a nationality, but it wouldn't be the only ship out there without a nationality, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, let's assume for a moment that the North Koreans are lying, which is not beyond the realm of possibility. In that case, what are, you know, U.S. forces allowed to do in international waters?
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter whether the North Koreans are lying or not. If the official word from North Korea is that this is not a North Korean vessel, then it's not a North Korean vessel. But if it is, in fact, a ship with a nationality, then the rights are much more limited.
I mean, well, the other question, too, I think, is, has the ship done something illegal? I mean, in this case, the Libyan government asked that it be stopped. But do we know for sure that by taking that oil, they've done something illegal?
I don't know that for sure, certainly. But the Libyan government says the oil belongs to the Libyan National Oil Company and therefore has been stolen. Again, one can only go on the word of the various governments involved. But if the oil has been stolen, then Libya would be entitled to pursue this vessel outside Libyan waters, because this would have been a crime committed in Libya. But the right is, again, it's in the Law of the Sea Convention, but it is of hot pursuit, which is exactly what it sounds like. You have to actually be chasing them as they try and get away, having committed a crime within your territory. That's not quite what happened here. So my guess is that the justification is more likely to lie with the fact that it's a vessel without nationality, because any country can then do anything it wants to this vessel. Could charge them with crimes under U.S. law if they wanted to.
Well, that brings up another question. Let's assume that this oil was stolen. These guys didn't steal it, right? They transported it. What happens to them now, potentially?
Well, that's a question about the Libyan criminal law, which I don't profess to know anything about, but they would at the very least be receiving stolen goods. And Libya would be entitled to charge them. As I understand it, I think the U.S. warship is intending to take it back to Libya. But I said the United States could assert U.S. law over what's going on that vessel if it is without nationality. And so can Libya. So could any other country.
And finally, what do you do with a tanker full of oil? Where might they have been going to sell this?
The market for oil is obviously very large, and oil is very fungible. I mean, it's not very readily identifiable. And one possibility would have been to make what's called a ship-to-ship transfer, pump it off this ship onto another ship. It then becomes much more difficult to trace. It would be distinctly possible to sell this oil to someone who's not prepared to ask too many questions.
And how unusual is this kind of thing?
This particular situation, very unusual, but a ship-to-ship transfer, not at all uncommon. And ship-to-ship transfers quite often take place with sanctions-busting attempts, for example.
Laundering oil is not that uncommon.
It's not particularly common, but no, it's not unheard of, no.
Martin Davis is professor of maritime law at Tulane University. Mr. Davis, thank you so much.
My pleasure.